Yes. Man, the way he said that. Ah, here's the problem, Tommy. I was like, wow, that sounded like a movie quote.
I'm looking over both shoulders when I leave work
exactly.
today.
He said something very powerful. And I think back to 1994. So in 1994, the New York Knicks were helped in defeating the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
By a horrific call by Hugh Hollins. Mm. Okay? That is, it's marked in NBA history. And no matter how diehard of a Knicks fan you are, you will always go back to the Hubert Davis, Scottie Pippen situation and say, we got one. Mm. Okay? Fair enough. Does anyone think, though, that that call going your way created the bad karma of losing in the NBA Finals to the Houston Rockets?
Like, no, the Rockets were just better.
Right. So the one thing I'll disagree with him about is, yes, the Knicks got a break. They certainly did. And the NBA confirmed it with the two-minute report. Not that that's a surprise, since they already admitted they missed the call. Sure, they got a break. But does anyone think that's going to lead to the bad karma of the Knicks losing, whether it's in this series or in a future series?
No, and I also disagree with him when he said you should want to be tied in the series instead of being up 3-1 because you got a gift. I'm sorry. Like, how much losing have we gone through with our sports teams? Your team loses 99% of your sports life. That's even if you root for the Yankees.
Right.
You take whatever you could get and you run with it.
No, you definitely make them beat you 3 in a row.
Yeah.
That's what that comes
doesn't matter how you get the win.
Take the victories however they come. Do not qualify wins. I said that on the Rico about the Mets. I'll say it about the Knicks. I'll say it everywhere. Wins are wins. Now, we can look at the concerns and kind of look under the hood, if you will, at things that need to be fixed. That's totally fair. But don't qualify wins. You won. You're up 3-1. The Mets are 20-9. It is what it is. Pete's in Seaford. Good afternoon, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Evan, I totally agree with you. You have to end this tonight. Boston is hobbled. You know, we are so deep in the Pistons' heads right now. They have blown 4 fourth-quarter leads. Even in game two that the Knicks lost, they were down, what, 8 or 9 in the fourth quarter before they came all the way back to tie that game, before the Pistons ultimately prevailed because the Knicks went away from their offense. We have owned this team in the fourth quarter. You have Bickerstaff taking the podium at every game saying, well, we don't complain about the refereeing in Detroit while simultaneously bitching and moaning about the refereeing. We are in this team's head. Do what the Cavaliers did to the Heat last night. Stomp on their throats. Do not let up. Run your offense. We have the best player in this series. End it tonight. Let's go to Boston and take care of business.
Well said, Pete. And that's what great teams do. Give credit to the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I get they're facing lesser opponents, but don't play with your food. Isn't that the old phrase? Don't play with your food.
Yeah.
Eat the food and then go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Just complete the process.
You're probably not eating good food if you're going to the bathroom right away.
That's true. How long should it take? 6 hours?
Something like that.
4 hours?
Yeah. Four, maybe. 4 to 6.
Are you a morning guy or a night guy? Or a middle-of-the-day guy. You're not a middle-of-the-day guy.
No,
you can't be.
I'm a post-workout guy, so late morning.
Late morning guy?
Yeah.
I'm a morning guy, man. Mm-hmm. I got to get it all done in the morning. That's why when I did middays around here, I basically lived in the WFM bathroom.
Well, yeah, you used to shower in there, not sink.
There's no shower.
Right. I made a shower. Let's go to Charles in Allenhurst. How are you, Charles?
Yo, boys, what's up?
Oh, good, man.
So I agree with you completely, Evan. And as Met fans, I can understand it. You can understand it. Lugie can understand it. Winning that game 4 against the Phillies, finishing it at home, something we hadn't done. I've never seen them win a series in the playoffs at home in my lifetime. But I think the biggest part of that, and I'll connect it to the Mets with the Knicks, and I know it's not perfect in similarity, but I'll just do the best I can, is if you would have lost that game, you would have given the other team momentum and you would have been going back to Philadelphia with Zach Wheeler waiting. You had to finish it. As much as it is great to finish off the series for the fan base, letting them celebrate, feeling the vibe in the city after, it's more so about you got to finish them because you can't let them get any momentum. And if they win tonight, it would be their second win at the Garden in this series. They can win again. I know they haven't won in Detroit yet, but they can win game 6 in Detroit with that momentum and come back in game 7 and say, we beat them already more than we've lost in Madison Square Garden, so we can come back and beat them again. You got to beat them tonight. That's what this game is important.
You're right, Charles. You hit on two very important things. When I mentioned the drought and I mentioned not closing out a game at Madison Square Garden or a series at Madison Square Garden and compared it to the Mets, what I forget as a 41-year-old is, yeah, I was young when I saw the Knicks do it, and yeah, I was younger when I saw the Mets do it, but at least I saw it. Charles is a younger fan. He don't remember 1999.
No.
And there's a lot of people in our audience who are like, yeah, that's just a story my dad tells me. That's a story my brain tells me. I don't know. I didn't experience that. And sometimes we lose perspective about that. I'm 41. Tommy's 37, 38, whatever the hell you are.
32.
Well, why do you do that?
What do I do what?
You're like one of those people who like to
lie about
down.
Your age.
What's up with that?
What am I, Bill Belichick? I'm teasing. No, I'm not. I'm 32. Do you know how old I am?
Not 32.
Okay, I'm 34.
No, forget about that. I don't really even care what your age
is.
I'm more curious about why you're a serial ageist. Like, what's the deal with
I'm
that?
I'm a serial ageist?
Yeah, like you're
you
very...
really don't want to be 40.
Exactly.
I will say this.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That Peter Pan, he was onto something. And in Hook, he grew up and he became a pirate.
But I don't understand, like, Sean's not afraid of his age. Teek's not afraid of his age. I'm not afraid of his
if
age. I mentioned
like
my age
Teek
a lot.
At 50, I wouldn't mind it either.
All right, but then you left out me and Sean. We're ugly. Why do we not care about
well,
our age?
Well, I think Sean's pretty handsome, actually.
Thank you. And
okay,
I
then
and
you're
I don't
a
care. I don't care because I'm the youngest on the show.
Okay, then let's get to me. I'm a dog. Why do I care if I'm 41? I take pride in my age. I don't care how old
no,
I am.
No, I think you don't care about your age. Like, there's things yeah. in Evan Roberts' life that he really, really, really almost too much cares about. And like, then there's a lot of things you don't care
like
about.
I care about season my scorebook. Tickets. Season tickets. Evan, and I don't care about the way I dress.
No. I've known Evan for, 20 years. I just the other day found when your birthday is. You don't value your age
correct.
Or your birthday. So it's something that you don't care about.
No, but I guess with the age thing, maybe I do care about it. Like, I put stock in, okay, I lay okay. out to the audience, this is what I've seen. I haven't seen it all. I'm only 41, but I've seen a lot. I am 41.
Right.
So in comparison to Charles,
so 42 on July 11th.
Correct. I'm turning Jackie Robinson. I always go by retired numbers, so I just turned Tom Seaver. I am Tom Seaver. Before that, I was Bartolo Colon, and I'm coming up on the Big Jackie.
You sounded like I am
Big
Batman.
Jackie.
I'm Batman.
That's right. Jackie. The Big Jackie birthday.
By the way, 2 weeks from today, plan the cake. Just letting you know, Ev.
Whose birthday is that?
Mine. So,
yeah. Oh, it's your birthday?
2 weeks from today. So just figure out the cake.
How old are you turning?
38.
Are you actually 38 or are you loogieing it and you're actually 50?
I'm actually 37. I turned 38.
Okay, I'll be 40 in August. Ev, when we were kids.
Oh!
When we were kids.
That's a big
why
we
deal. Never celebrated.
No, but Tiki.
You
this
never
is...
got celebrated.
No, I got celebrated, but let me just throw this
you
out
know,
there.
You were in school.
Oh, you mean for the summer birthdays?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a crock of you know what.
That sucked.
We had to do the little munchkins, the Dunkin' Donuts thing, every summer birthday at the end of the year. Yeah. Excuse me? I'm not sharing my birthday with 17 other people.
That's funny.
But I had the same thing,
it
and it
sucked.
Never bothered me. My birthday's July 11th.
Yeah,
I didn't give a
you
crap.
Not social. You didn't care.
And when I turned 21.
Tommy wants to be the life of the party.
Yeah, everybody turned 21 before me. I spent the whole summer not being able to go to the bars. Now,
oh, that sucks.
When we were younger, Evan,
wow, yes,
remember what they said about Terry Funk? He was middle-aged and crazy. We're middle-aged now. We're 40.
So what's wrong with
who
that?
The hell wants to be middle-aged?
I don't
it
know.
Sucks.
I don't really care.
You got you.
It doesn't bother
all
me.
Right.
Sean,
not,
I had you aged, by the way. You're in my calendar as being born in 1984 for some reason.
84? Do you know when I interned here that the first thing Boomer said to me was good for me as a middle-aged man getting a second career? I was 22 years old. He thought I was 48.
Oh, that's amazing.
Speaking of Boomer.
So the other guys.
Do you remember about a week and a half ago, I brought my son Jed in.
Mm-hmm.
And he met Boomer for the first time. And he says to me, wow, he's old. And I said it on the air. And it was kind of funny. Like, Jed said Boomer's old. Last night, out of nowhere, Jed's like, Dad, I got to talk to you about something. I was like, yeah, what's up, son? What you got? He's like, I didn't like that you said that on the air.
Mets suck.
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm sorry. He's like, yeah, I didn't want you to say it on the air that I thought he was old. I was like, all right, I'll never do it again. But now I just said this on the air, so I think I just made the problem
right.
worse than
you
I
did.
I just doubled down. By the way, very important. I need to get this off my chest for my own mental health. Are you ready?
Yes.
This Brooklyn Nets timeout is brought to you by Evan. You're a loser.
Yeah, I'm calling a Brooklyn Nets timeout. I need 30 seconds on the Nets. We'll have a clock, and then you cut me off, okay?
Right.
The clock. So tell me when the clock's ready.
Whenever you're ready.
I got it. We got it, so whenever you go.
Whenever I go?
Yeah, we'll start.
Whatever. Starting now.
Okay.
I don't give a damn what Giannis has done in his career. I don't care how many tickets he'll sell. I don't care about, ooh, Knicks fans will be jealous. Sean Marks, if you are listening to me, there is no way you can trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. How many great years are you going to get out of him? And how are you building a championship team around him? The Nets are the betting favorites to acquire Giannis after the horrible injury to Damian Lillard. All I could think about when Damian Lillard's Achilles fell off was how dumb Sean Marks.
Well, that was his 30 seconds. So Evan is still talking, but he only had 30 seconds.
That's it?
Therefore, he can no longer.
The Nets still in the league.
Basically saying, go get Giannis.
No, that's not
the hapless Nets.
I didn't say that. Was that really 30 seconds?
That was 30 seconds.
Or did you cheat my time?
I did not cheat your time.
No,
I
was 30.
Went it perfectly on 30 seconds.
Evan will finish those thoughts on the Kerry Kittles tonight.
Yes, the Kerry Kittles podcast brought to you by Evan Roberts.